Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 10, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Tintra partners Temenos for AI-led inclusive banking in emerging markets. UK-based deep tech and banking company Tintra has partnered with Temenos to develop a new bank designed for emerging market clients, according to FF News. ACI Worldwide augments real-time payments for Security Bank Corporation. ACI Worldwide has partnered with Philippines-based Security Bank Corporation, Security Bank, to strengthen the latter's real-time payment capabilities. Intergyro, Retrieve partner for sustainable payments. Sweden-based banking-as-a-service, BaaS, platform Intergyro has partnered with Retrieve, a Swiss payment solution that allows consumers to support social causes. Rails are purchased by a consortium led by D-Squared Capital. Railser, an embedded finance platform, has been purchased and recapitalized by a consortium led by D-Squared Capital. Nationwide partners Accenture, Form3 to improve digital payments system. Nationwide Building Society has announced that it will be modernizing its digital payment system with the help of Accenture and Form3. Paysera, Ria Money Transfer enable payment collection in cash. Fintech company Paysera has partnered with Ria Money Transfer, a Euronet worldwide subsidiary, to enable payment collection in cash at Ria pickup locations in 152 countries. J.D. Power study looks at the effects merchant services have on businesses. J.D. Power has released its 2023 U.S. Merchant Services Satisfaction Study, which showcases the relationship small businesses have with their merchant services. Sure launches e-commerce insurance solution. Insurance technology provider Sure has launched Retrace, a solution for online merchants to provide customers with embedded one-click insurance and protection at the point of sale. Lyft and Bilt rewards to help riders earn more with every ride. Loyalty program Bilt Rewards has allowed its cardholders and members to earn up to 5x Bilt points on rides booked on Lyft. JP Morgan offers payment solution for Volvo in India. JP Morgan has announced its end-to-end payment solution will power Volvo's new online direct-to-consumer sales model for first electric car rollout in India. Clickatel, Telkom enable WhatsApp payments in South Africa. US-based chat commerce company Clickatel has partnered with South Africa-based integrated communication company Telkom to enable mobile messaging payments via WhatsApp. Carrefour Italia partners Nexi. Carrefour Italia has partnered with Fintech Nexi, part of the Nexi Group, to enable payments of postal payment slips and Pago PA notices at checkout via a Post Italiane service. Papaya Global launches embedded payments platform for global payroll payments. Papaya Global has launched Payroll Payments, a fully automated, embedded payments platform that allows clients to process global payroll and make mass payments. SAP Fioner launches Fioner Financial Control Solution. Financial services software provider SAP Fioner has launched the Fioner Financial Control Solution to minimize accounting costs. Nigeria's central bank releases PSD2-style open banking legislation. The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, has approved operational guidelines on open banking this week, becoming the first country in the African region to adopt open banking regulations. Silicon Valley Bank share price plummets amid losses and VC funding downturn. SVB Financial Group launched a $1.75 billion share sale this week in order to shore up finances after offloading a portfolio of assets including U.S. Treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. Worldline opens Metaverse shopping mall. Payments firm Worldline is making it easier for firms to enter the Metaverse with a white-label shopping mall. Bank of Scotland introduces personalized gambling spend limits. Bank of Scotland is the latest UK lender to offer customers the ability to set a limit on how much they can spend each month on gambling using their debit card. Cuscal confirms strategic acquisition of BSIC. Cuscal Limited. Cuscal, one of Australia's largest independent providers of payments, banking and regulated data, and BSIC Thai Limited. BSIC, Australia's leading consumer data right, CDR, platform that provides data services to over 150 businesses ranging from large institutional banks to fintech startups, have entered into a binding agreement under which Cuscal will acquire a controlling interest in BSIC, subject to customary conditions. This acquisition brings positive news to the recent investment downturn and provides hope for local homegrown startups. Paysera partners with Ria Money Transfer for cash pickup service. Paysera launches a partnership with Ria Money Transfer, a global leader in the cross-border money transfer industry and business segment of Euronet Worldwide, Inc. NASDAQ. EEFT, that enables clients to send money not to a bank account but to the nearest Ria cash pickup location. Ria's network includes 522,000 cash pickup locations in 152 countries throughout the world. Open Finance prioritized in UK's new Data Protection and Innovation Bill. The UK's Department for Science, Innovation, and Technology has proposed a revised version of the Data Protection and Digital Innovation Bill. Monai raises $6.5 million to help fintechs use consumer data. Monai, a provider of consumer insights infrastructure for financial institutions, has raised $6.5 million in a Series A funding round led by Tiger Global. Swedbank to work with OFAC to assess impact of AML failings. Swedbank can now assess the financial impact from the investigation by the U.S. Treasury's Office for Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, regarding the bank's historical shortcomings. OFAC's investigation relates to the transactions that the bank has notified the authority about. Swedbank therefore makes a provision of 40 million Swedish kronor. How FIS can power their operations with a modern data architecture. In recent years, organizations have made digital transformation a top priority. To achieve success, they need to effectively harness. UBS becomes Tenedi's banking partner. Switzerland-based Universal Bank UBS has announced becoming startup incubator and accelerator Tenedi's global strategic banking partner. Finastra introduces ESG service. Finastra has announced the availability of its ESG service, a cloud-native SaaS solution that streamlines sustainability-linked lending. Monite introduces invoicing and accounting solution. Monite, an API-embedded finance workflow startup, has introduced a solution for invoicing and accounting platforms to earn 2 to 5 times per user by helping their clients get paid 40% faster. Square and Tradable Bits provide venues with sales analytics integration. US-based payments platform Square has partnered with tech company Tradable Bits Media to provide venues and festivals with sales analytics integration. Securities Bank Stubing partners with Finexity for digital securities. Germany-based securities trading bank Stubing and the fintech Finexity have entered into a cooperation to issue digital securities for the bank's professional customers.
Meta is working on a decentralized text-based content app.
Meta has reportedly started the development of a decentralized, text-based social network application that supports ActivityPub. Card firms pause work on code for tracking firearm purchases. Visa, MasterCard, American Express and Discover have paused work on a new merchant category code for American gun merchants, citing pushback from Republican lawmakers. Revolut partners Comic Relief to make donating easier. Revolut, the global financial super app with more than 27 million customers worldwide, and more than 6 million in the UK, is pleased to announce that it has partnered with Comic Relief to provide a simple and easy way for its customers to make donations this Red Nose Day and throughout the year. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.